say that after the discovery was made, that after the discovery was made, so one is not allowed to buy in the store a portion that is really mischabed. But the portion that is anywhere mischabed, he's allowed to buy. He should be masked. Who makes that asog? The two make that asog. But in the Hanami, so the Shach says, the whole is making that asog too. But he just omitted being masik at that point. He spent his time in being masik at that point. Because the Rashba says, in the case where all the basal was rusak the kashas, and then it was discovered that one store X is selling nevele, is selling nevele. So the Rashba says that all the meat that was bought until the discovery was made is mut, even if it was echticho in his heart. And from now on, we are not allowed to buy chticho in Yisrael. But chticho shenirui in Yisrael, chticho shenirui in Yisrael, we are allowed to buy. So in Chaname, the raw is masik on that. But the raw has no reason to be masik on that point because he goes further. And he says that we say kavua lemachreya. So that means that not only you're not allowed to buy any piece of meat, now, after the discovery is made, whether it's echticho royal is chabed, or echticho sheni royal is chabed, but all the meat that was bought already, whether it's echticho royal is chabed or nimayim, ein royal is chabed, as long as it was not eaten yet, we are not allowed to eat it. Because we say kovul mafreya. So memele, he doesn't have, why should he be masik? And the second point, the two, you see, agrees. The two, so the Shach said as follows. The two, in other words, the raw is saying two things. Two bit chidushim. Number one bit chidush that the raw is saying is, according to the Shach, that itarubes of chnuyeis is not ours. Because that's identifiable by the average reasonable person. So the fact that the people are not acting intelligently and reasonably, and they don't know how to identify one from the other, has no significance. So the melee, so that's one chidush that the Rambam mentions, that the tarubes of chnuyeis is not tarubes. The tarubes of chnuyeis is kavua, and there is no bid. Only tarubes of chtiches, there is bid. Not tarubes of chnuyeis. That's number one. Chidush number one. Chidush number two of the Rambam is that we say kavua l'mafreya. So the melee in the case where all the basar was considered Becheskas Kashres in the Makuli, and then it was found out that there is a store X in the slaughterhouse that is selling trefes and veiles, so then we say Kabul Mafreya. So needless to mention that from now on one is not allowed to buy a piece of meat, even Mechdeshel is Chabit. But even the meat that was bought before this cover was made is also sell. Even a piece of meat that is in the real Israel. So it doesn't have any reason to be masked on second point. Masha'inkin, the two, the Shach says, the two he holds, the two holds that we do not say kavua lemafreya. So Meile, he has no reason to be masked on the thing mentioned by the Rashba, that all the posel that was bought from the slaughterhouse before the discovery was made, so is muter. He has nothing against that. But he's masik the other din of the Rashba, that even after the discovery is made, so the Rashba says that you can buy Ichtiho Shinirui Nishabed, so on that is masik. Now this is how the Rashba explains the Rambam. That the Rambam assumed that the Rashba in Teras Abayi said reference to a case where all the basar in the slaughterhouse was considered to be Becheskas Kashres, and then the discovery was made that store X sells nevele. So the Rambam was masik on the Rashba in such a case, so not only one is not allowed from now on to buy a single piece of meat, even if it's really schabed. But even all the meat that was bought before all the discovery was made should be also bachel. Even if it's really schabed. This is what the horses according to the Shach declaration. Then comes the Rashbo in Mishmeres HaBayis, and he says, Omar HaKisev, V'hu Chalei, V'hu Mifashel, Sh'amechabe Yalui Al Chamus Echot, Mecheres Boson Veilo, B'yidua Omo, V'af Al Pi Sheze Lu Yoda, Sh'yish Kan Chamus Mecheres Boson Veilo, Tivu Shalokach Mishom, Min HaKavua Lokach, V'amechabe Likos Afkei, Elo V'shenimco Shom Sofik Treve, O Yafilu Vadai Treve, V'acha Shalokach, שזה לא נועל אדרון ובמקולים עד לאחר שכל זה וכל מה שלא כך מתחיל או לאחר שפירש נראה לנו הסוף כזה אם לא כך מטרים או אם נקשירו יזמותר וזה כנמצאו ומה ישנה מתשע חנויס ובדאי משלא כך מנקבוע לא כך אלו שלא נועל אדרון הסוף היא בין בקבוע אלו בפירש ומשל כך מותר ואף הפי שידינו בפירש שלא כל מי שלא כל מנקבוע שאם בו שלא עומים כביר אלו מקום. So the Shach is saying that the Rashbo Mishmeres HaBayis is saying that the whole misunderstood him. That he had reference to an altogether different case. And that in regard to the question, as to whether we say, Kavua l'mafreya or not, so the Rashbo agrees with the law. We say Kavua l'mafreya. But he says that I wasn't discussing that question of Kavua l'mafreya in Teres HaBayis. I was discussing another question. I wasn't even discussing the question of Itab where a discovery was made, where there was a Tarubes of Chmuris. I wasn't discussing that. And then the Shach says, according to the Rashbo himself, so Tarubes in Chmuris, as the Seyedin, is Tarubes of Tiches. With just as we say Ligabi, Tarubes of Tiches, Chabitrei Bodo, so we also say Ligabi Tarubes of Chluyes, Chabitrei Bodo. The same thing. But I was discussing the Rashbo says Mishmeres HaBayis, in the Teres HaBayis, I was discussing a case where all the meat in the Makulin, in all the stores, was Becheskes Kashas. Was Becheskes Kashas. And then someone found, let's say, that Nikav HaMeir, in one of the shearing of that slaughterhouse, that Nikav HaMeir, so we know there is one thing. So in other words, so even after the discovery was made, we only know there is Itarubes of Chtiches. So Mimele, I said that every piece of meat, that was bought until a treifel was discovered, so then is mutabachel, even a piece of meat that is royal is chavit, because when it was pireish, there was no kavua as yet. So the mele, every piece of meat that was bought, why? All the meat in the slaughterhouse was becheskes kashres, so is mutabachel. But from now on, so a piece of meat that is really schabed, you're not allowed to buy because it's the machoshuv and there is tarubes. Because the portions of that axe that is a treife, axe X, is miurev with the portions of all the other oxen, all the other bulls in the slaughterhouse. So in Mele, you're not allowed to, from now on, you're not allowed to buy a chtiche ha'uyil nishabi. But a chtiche she'uyil nishabi, let's say, nimai, you're allowed to buy. Because chad bitrei bod. And then, the tour is masik, so we have to say, why is the tour masik? So the Shah doesn't discuss that. But we can say that according to the Shah, the tour's asoge is, I mean, we have to explain the tour in accordance with the Pshat Dor Hashem. Pshat Dor Hashem. So, this is how the Shach explains the Teres HaBayis and the Bedek HaBayis and Mishmeres HaBayis. So, in final analysis, according to the Shach, the Ho does not say that the Tarubes of Chnuyis is Kavua. That the Ho doesn't say. Anyway, on that question as to whether Tarubes of Chluyes has the same din as Tarubes of Chtiches or not, or there is a distinction, So Rabbi Shimshim Mikunim in Sefer HaKrisus so discussed it. Rabbi Shimshim Mikunim. Now, and Rabbi Shimshim Mikunim discusses the Chale, and then he comes to the conclusion that there is no difference whether there's Tahuves of Tiches or Tahuves of Chmuyes. It's Chabit Rebot. It's Chabit Rebot. So the Shach says that Tahuves of Chmuyes is the same thing as Tahuves of Tiches. In regard to the question as to whether we say Kobua Lamafreya, so the Rambam definitely says we say Kobua Lamafreya. And all the other Nisikim say that the Rashba is Chilik, and the Rashba agrees with the Shita Saran. But the Shach says no, the Rashba is not Chilik on the Chiddush of the Rambam that we say Kobua Lamafreya. And the Rashba agrees with the Rambam that we say Kobua Lamafreya. But this is not, but, and he's just vindicating himself that he didn't say in Teres Abayis that we don't say Kobul Mafreya. On the contrary, we do say Kobul Mafreya. But he was discussing something else. He was discussing a case where all the Bosa was Becheskes Kashres, and then a piece of Trefe was found out, was discovered. So it's still a Tarubes. So this is what he was discussing. But Enoch Nami, in the case where we find out that one store is selling Trefe, and we find out the identity of the store, so then the Rashba is made it to the law that we say Kobol Mafreya. This is the Rashba's. And who is chilek on the shite of Kavua al-Mafreya? That is the Rambam's chilek on the shite of Kavua al-Mafreya. But the Rashba agrees, according to the Shach, the Rashba agrees with the shite of the Rambam that we say Kavua al-Mafreya. Now let's see if you don't. Teisha Hanuits. Kosov Rambam is in the Medica Bites. The Rambam Adin, the Rambam Yubi, Ressa Hanuits. Murzok is one of Gulon, the Bosa Shrut. The Lokach Meachas Meir. ואם ידידי המאיזי, והקין נסבור לו משחס מחל ויסעים ובוסם לבו דיוסר, ולדומו לפירק, שאיתן לי ססופית מצד עצמו, אלו מצד בריר הסחל וייז, שנסבור עכשיו, שאחס מהן אסורות, ומתחכך נילד בסופית, על איזה שוש או יופיר שבידי על יקייך מהן, ואם כן, סופית זה אינם מחודש, אלו גילומים צה בערמאו, שתחילוסו הוי סונלה ממנו, שיוסופו שכולו מתורץ, וכשנסבור שיעשורו, יגלו ימיל זה למפריה, שבשעס מכך תחזו, כשפיר שמהם, ויששו, הוי יוסופו שלו, וזה בו רק על שני. So, there is no מחריקס הפוסקי, as to what the שיטה of the whole, the whole is, the שיטה of the whole is definitely, because that is spells out in so many words that we say Kobol Mafreya. There is a machlekes between the Achrenim what pshat the whole head in the Teres Abayis. But whatever pshat the whole head in the Teres Abayis, one thing is clear. We understand of the doubt that according to the whole, we say Kobol Mafreya. And according to the Ram, we don't say Kobol Mafreya. According to the Rashba, so most poskim say, mostly Sikhem and Achrenim say that the Rashba Shite is like the Ram, and there is from the Rosh it's much like that. The Shach says, he explains the Rashba in such a way that on the contrary, that the Rashba agrees with the Shite of the Rambam that we say Kobol Mafreya. Now this question, whether we say Kobol Mafreya, is a very fundamental question. Involves a very fundamental question. It's not only that it has a bearing on Shilas in Tarubes, where there is a mix up between Nevelo Kshero and Nevelo Kshero. I mean Boso Kosher and Boso Nevelo. It has a bearing on the Shire of adopted children. I mean it has a bearing. Because suppose someone adopts a child from the agency and then he doesn't know whether the child is kosher or not kosher, maybe he's a mamzer child. Now, so whether we can say he called the Polish Merube Polish, or we cannot say he called the Polish Merube Polish, because after all it's kavua in the foundling institutions, so many times we know that they had psurim, children psurim. So it's some mele, but when do we find out after his peerage, because you see these babies, so they stay in the foundling institutions, you know, for a few months, and then the agency turns it over to a couple for adoption. So Mimele, according to the Ram, we don't say Kavu al Mafreya. So Mimele, by the time when the Sufik arises, when the Shaila comes up, so Mimele it's already pillaged, so we should say Kavu Polish, Kavu Polish. But according to the law, so we say Kavu al Mafreya. So Mimele, we cannot say Kavu Polish, Kavu Polish. I mean, it's a very fundamental question. So this is, so one thing is clear, that according to the law, we say Kavu al Mafreya. In other words, this is how the Rashba explains, you see, that whereas the law understood the Teras Abayis to refer to a case where all the bosol in all the stores in the slaughterhouse were becheskes kashas, and then the discovery was made that store X is Nizumele, and we don't know what X is. This is how the law understood the Rashba. So the Rashba vindicates himself and he says, no, he misunderstood the law, he misunderstood me. I did not refer to such a case. I referred to a case where all the bosom in the makulin was becheskas cheres, and then a chticha trefo was discovered. We found the nekev in the meyach. We found the nekev in the lake, in the rain. And so that means that even after the discovery, what we have, tagubes of chtiches. So Meile, the Rashba is mentioning the obvious din, tagubes of chtiches, or chabit reboto, except vis-a-vis chticha ruil is chabit. So we don't say chabit reboto. So this is what he's saying. So the Rashba says, because when the Shach says that when the Rashba says Mishneh Rasabayis, who chalim who mifashir, shamechabe aloy al chamus echod nicheres bosan veila, biyudua omo. The aval pishes zelu yoda shnish kan chamus nicheres bosan veila, ki mishalokach mishom in akavua, lokach, vamechabe aloy kol safke. In other words, the Mechaber did not have reference to such a case where a discovery was made that Chanusex is treif, is Nevele. Chanusex is treif, is Nevele. So the Mechaber did not have reference to such a case. And because if I did have reference to such a case, then I would say, like, oh, but I didn't refer to such a case. I was referring to another case altogether. So in other words, So in final analysis, so the Rashba is saying, in case of a discovery being made, that one chanus is straight and the identity is established, so then the Rashba would be made that we say Kavu al Mafreya, but he would not be made there. The other thing of the law, you see, because the law understood the Rashba as referring to a case where for a long time all the Bosol Makulin was considered to be Mecheskes Kashas, and then a discovery was made that Chanus X is straight, and the identity of Chanus X was not established. So the law is saying in such a case, so number one, that a taruves of chanuyes is kavua. Number two, we say the mafreya too. But the Rashba, so in respect to chiddush number one of the law, the Rashba rejects according to the shachs. But in respect to chiddush number two, that we say kavua mafreya, he doesn't reject. So according to the Rashba, if a discovery is made, not only that one chanuyes sells trade, but the identity is established that Chanus number 6 sells trade, so then all the bosol that was bought in that market, so then will be also, will be covered. This is the shite, this is the pshat of the Rashba in the raw, I mean, this is the pshat of the shach, in the raw and the rajbo. So he says, "Vata rajbo mishmer sabayi shom meidloi baze el shemchali shom ubi advor shemitir sabayi shetikam amchaber b'sefei didavti yishenil atzof iktrei v'makuli kin shenisor iktrei v'nakshiretz b'ichticho roi l'yisrabi o yafilu vada iktrei v'loi neida alad acha shalokach ויסופי כי מויסה עבדה את ריבן מקולים זה שלוקח אבל מכל מוקים יודע הוא מאיזה מקולים לוקח נמצא אין הסופית מצד ריבה זכנוייס אל משאין ידע אם לוקח מנקשירו או אם נטריפו ואם כן כאילו שלוקח קדם שנמצא זה טריפו להזמין בבוסח הישייתי אלו בוסח השתי דעמת פירש ממילה משורת. So what does the Rashi say משנר סבאיס? I was referring to an altogether different case where all the bosel was the Cheskes Kashres, and then a one treife was discovered. So it's a plain tahumes. V'chein udas ha-kash v'mishner sabayishon. Ha-yishon v'deik avol ha-ram. So in other words, but in the case where a discovery is made as to the identity of the hamus that is selling treife, so then the Rashi will be made to the law that all the meat that was bought in that market, in that slaughterhouse, is awesome. But who is chelik and says that we do not say kavua mafreya? Avol aram kosa b'perek danoshe akavua lekes chanuyes v'zer lishenei because we are tasteless v'ol mishre kavua v'kisho yohiseh neida kedem shalokach avol im loy neida o yiseh v'sho shalokach avol pi shal acha shalokach nizgal lo yiseh ונעשה קבועה, לא יאמרינו דלה בקבועה למפריה. לא יאמרינו דלה בקבועה למפריה. ונפקימיני למי שלא כך בוסם מהקולים, והכי נדע שהוא יסו טריפה ביניהם. And the identity of the store, of the trip store, is established. So even in such a case, according to the Rav, all the meat that was bought, and by people who do not know in which store they bought, but even though now we know that store number 6 is the trade store, but all the meat that was bought prior to the discovery of the identity of the of store number 6, so all that meat is mutabachim. ונעשה כבולה, אמורים לה בקבול המפחייה, ונפקימים למי שלא כך עושה מהמקולים, והכי נדע שהוא יסתרי בבניהם. תשורי, תחיל לי בשורה שלא כך לא קבוע, לדין קבוע שגימי עכשיו המערך צריכים אישו, תזבו ראש של רב, ואין לך בוי על המשעסקים של אילך, כלי מה משנעשה קבוע, אבל מפחייה, לא. וכן, לפי מה שפירשו הבך, ואחרים, אם דברי הטור, דספיר עלי, אם ידוע שיש טריפו בחנוס אחס, ולא נדע באיזה מן, ולא כך מייחד מן. ויודוע מאיזה מן לא כך. אבל היא קבוע, כי ונדאי תאו בסביך תיכס. Now, even though the Prish and the Bach, they both refer to the Bess Yosef's Hasoge on the Tum. The Bess Yosef is Masik on the Tum. Why is the Tum Masik on the Rashbo? The Rashbo is saying a very simple thing. So both the Prish and the Bach, they both say that the Tum on the Tum applied the Rashbo's din to a case where a discovery was made that there is a mix-up of chanuiz, and the shita, and that's the reason as to why the son of words. So, and that's the reason as to why the Torah is saying that if mechticha sheyoril ischavi, you're not allowed to buy in the makorin because the Torah holds tavuvis of chanuiz is kavua. So both the Prish and the Bach say the same thing, the same pshat, but there is one fundamental difference between the Prish's pshat. You look it up in the Torah, so you see there is one fundamental difference between the Prish's pshat in the Torah and the Bach's pshat in the Torah. The Bach says that according to the Torah, Taruves of Chnuyes is considered kavua midereis. According to the Prish, midereis just as there is people. By Taruves of Chtiches, so there is Bittul by Taruves of Chnuyes as well. But with the Rabbonon, where did the Prisha get that? The Rabbonon, I mean, if it's the Raisa or Raisa, if it's the Rabbonon, so the Gemara has to mention it. So he said, but with the Rabbonon, so the two holds that if the Taruves consists not of the Taruves of Chtiches, but Taruves of Chnuyes, then it's considered.
why did Rabban, where did he get it from Rabban? The answer is, where did the Bach get it with Reise? After all, they all assume that the distinguishing feature of Kovua consists in the fact that it's Mikan game. But if we don't know which store sells the Vele, so it's not Mikan game. It's not Mikan game. So the answer is, because Mikan game, according to the tour, the Bach is saying, according to the tour, Mikan game does not mean that it's actually Mikan. In other words, it means that it's nikar to a reasonable man. It's not nikar to a stupid person, but to a reasonable man, an average, intelligent person, it is nikar. So if it can be nikar to an average person, an average reasonable person, so mainly that's considered nikar and gaming. So it's kavua. So if the mix-up consists of tiches on the same table, in the same basket, so there is the most intelligent person might not know which is the nevela, which is the shlita. But if there is a mix-up between tiches that are confined, tiches of nevela that are confined within the limits of one building, and then with chtiches that are confined within the limits of another building, so that means a reasonable person would know, but they are not reasonable, that's all. They are absent-minded, they are not reasonable. So mimele, it's considered becoming gay. So the Bach holds that it's considered, according to the two, midaraisa, it's considered becoming gay. The priest says, no, midaraisa, becoming gay means becoming gay. Manish nikar and kaini. Not that it should be nikar and kaini to a reasonable person, but that bimtzias it's nikar and kaini. But if bimtzias it's not nikar and kaini, let it be because of absent-mindedness, let it be because of stupidity, whatever the reason is, as long as bimtzias it's not nikar and kaini, so midraise, the priest agrees, it's not considered nikar and kaini, it's always. But we see that the Chachamim were misaken, that in Dovah Choshev, something that is very big. So should there be din of kavua, even though midraisa was not the din of kavua. But midrabanan tells the din of kavua. Why would the Chachamim misaken that in Dovah Choshev, kikor shabal abayis, or echmein ibaki? Why? Because they are very big. So in other words, so they are midrabanan, they are considered nikorim. Even though bimtzias they're not nikkurim. So if there is a tarubis of chnias, so every reasonable person should be in a position to identify one from the other, one chalus from the other. But the reason is why he's mixed up is because he's mixed up. He's unreasonably mixed up. So mele, so also midrabonon, so the same takone, that the chachomim on misakei tovachoshu, it should be considered as nikah, as kavua. So also implied that where a whole chanus is not nikah, it should be considered with the abonah as nikah. Anyway, this is what he said. Oh. So v'chein l'chmashe b'yoshu ha-bach v'achein l'divri ha-tu v'svir le'im yodua sh'nishtrei for b'chanus achas v'neida b'ezemem v'lokach na'achas mehem v'yodua me'ez me'lokach ha'vulei kavua kim de'itarubes b'chtichas ha'okol chtichah imedet v'ni'atzmo. והתרובס הוא בחנוס, אם כחמוך וסביר להתור כי הרע, דאו כוסף על שם, וכן כוסף עדין יום ויורוסה. וכל מה שלא קרוקי למספי כן, חקר מודע, ולאח השני לבסופי, חקר עושה. אבל באמס, לא ימש מכה, ותשוקדת עד כמה שם, סודת דו, So, Abu Bemis Lamash Bakim, which is a Rosh Balchov, Simeon Zayin. The Mayer Hosomle, so he says that according to the Pshat of the Bach and the Prish in the Tour, so then, and the Tour relies on the Sheet of the Rosh, so that means that the Rosh too, that so he says, so the whole Mashal, so that the Rosh too, the Torah has reference to itarubes of chnuyes, not of tiches. In other words, that the shite of the Torah and the Rosh is the tarubes of chnuyes is kovua, is not tarubes. There is no middle. That's the shite. So he says, no, abu bemes l'mash makim. ביצ'ו בסרוש כלל חוב, סימן יצאים. דימי רוסם לידי בניסר דאחתיך איזו ביסרסו. הנה, אם יהיו עוד אפקט לתו מנשן דרוש, אין דרוש אין דצ'ובס, it's much more deals with the rules of tiches, not the rules of chanuies. So, in my way, the two here also deals with the rules of tiches, not with the rules of chanuies. So, what's the pshat in the two? So, he doesn't say what's the pshat in the two. So, we have to say the pshat in the two either is like the pshat that the Taz gives, or like the pshat that the Rosh Hashulchan gives in the two. There is a similarity. In other words, the Sarashovesh Shebohem, between the task Pshat in the Torah and the Rosh Hashulchan Pshat in the Torah is that the Torah says that in view of the fact that one Chatiche is Nikam Kemei, so Memele, all the other Chatiches, are also awesome. But the Rosh Hashulchan explains it on the basis of the fact that as long as one portion of a certain behemoth is nikam kemei, let's say, we found a heart, a perforated heart, or a perforated lump. So in other words, so the heart of behemoth is nikam kemei, so all other organs of behemoth, the Rosh Hashulchan says that two shittings are considered kavua. And the Rashba says no, and this is the pshat given by the Rosh Hashulchan. And the pshat given by the Taz is that since many a person will try to buy a chticho ruil ischabit, and the answer to that person will be you're not allowed to buy it. So memele, even when a person asks us a shaila, are we allowed to buy the mahayim chticho ruil ischabit, in order there shouldn't be a stira, so the same answer has to be given. But anyway, the Sarashovesh Shebohem between the Taz Pshat in the Torah and the Rosh Hashulchan Pshat in the Torah is that the Torah is not referring to Itarubes of Chnuyis, but is referring to Itarubes of Tiches. So that means Itarubes of Tiches. So the Shach says that the Torah understood that the Rashba was with dealing with Itarubes of Tiches. But the Shach is made there that the Rosh did not understand what the Rashba in Teres Abayis was dealing with. So in other words, so the Shach is made that according to the Rosh, the Rashba in Teres Abayis was dealing with the Tarubes of Chnuyis. With Tarubes of Chnuyis. But the Shach says the two understood the whole misunderstood the situation of the Rashba in Teres Abayis, but the two did not misunderstand the situation. So he says, "Aber wenn wir es demnach mal gehen, ich muss rasch raus. Chof, sind wir mit sein. Die Meier muss am Leben nicht sauber, ich kriege so ein bisschen so. Da auch ein Pein, auch ein bisschen, ich kriege auch in die Schabit. Schon, ich habe auch kein im Zweike. Mit Teilen und das Gnus, ich habe nicht mehr gewohnt. Mit Achas, ich habe auch Kulon, ich habe es gesetter. Wir haben die zwei mit Pirisch mit Meile. Aber nur bis Zweike, die kann nur ist, die kann die Reatur, die kann nur im Asch mal gehen. Die kann aber sie auch sehr bewinnen. Die Meier mit der Rubes, die kriege es, die kann Kossar, die Trische, sie fühlt es, wie sie mal sie. Na, so this is the Shach's Pshat. So the Shach's Pshat in the Rashba is that the Rashba agrees with the Rosh's principle that we say Kavua Matraya. But all the other Nisikeli, they are Chilik on the Rashba. And the Rashba, I mean on the Shach. And they say that the Rashba here is Chilik on the Rosh's Din of Kavua Matraya. And that he holds that we do not say Kavua Matraya. So how do they explain the Rashba Mishpar Zabayis? Omar Akeisev, והוא חלם הוא מפשר, שהמחבר הוא על חנוס אחות, מחרס בוסנבלה בידוע אומרו, דאף על פי שזה לא יודע, שיש כאן חנוס מחרס בוסנבלה, כאילו שלא כך משום, מן הקבוע לא כך, והמחבר הוא יקוס על כן, אלא בשנמצו שום סוף יתריפה, או יפילו ודא יתריפה, לאחר שלא כך, שזה לא נולד לו מקוי. So, as far as the Mishmeres Abayis explanation of the case in Teres Abayis is concerned, so the Prichodov agrees with the Shach's Pshat in the Mishmeres Abayi. What does the Shach say? That the Rashba in Mishmeres Abayi says that he in Teres Abayi was referring not to Aitaruvis of Chluis, but he was referring to Aitaruvis of Chtichais. So the Prichodosh agrees with the Shach's Pshat. The Rashba in Mishmeres Abayi is saying, פעם חבל לקוס אף כן אלו בשביל למצוא שום ספק טריפה, או יאפילו ודאי טריפה, לאחר שלא כך שזה לא ילוין אלו מהקולים, עד לאחר שכל זה, so the Rajbo in Mishmeres Abayis is saying that in Teres Abayis he was referring to the case, to the simple case of Itarum Vesavtichas. He agrees with it. But whereas the Shach says that the Rajbo in Mishmeres Abayis thought that the Rohr understood the Rashba in Teres Abayis to refer to a discovery that was made, that there was a Taruvus of Chnuyeis, and that it was Masik. So the Chodosh says that the Rashba in Mishmeres Abayis understood the Rohr as assuming that the Rashba in Teres Abayis was referring to a case where there were in the Makulin, let's say, 10 stores, and 9 stores were selling Basar Shvut. One store was selling Neveilah. And everybody knew, I can't say everybody, I mean most people. So the average customer knew that the identity of the store in the slaughterhouse that sells Neveilah. But there was only Keach, who was ignorant. He was not informed. And he thought that all the 10 stores in the slaughterhouse are selling Basar Shvut. But the rest of the people knew. Just he, Detli Keach. Detli Keach didn't know. And he thought that when the Rashba says, Lufichach, mi shalokach. So in other words, the Prichodosh says that the Rashba in Mishmeres Abayis assumed that the Ro in Bedek Abayis assumed that when the Rashba in Teres Abayis said Ufichoch Mishalokach Boso Kosher Min HaMakulim Vafilichticho Oruyo Mishra Bifnei Ochi Vahakei Mitzis Treibo Makulim Vuhineidach Teres Atreibo Mishorach Tichais, that the Rashba in Teres Abayis had referenced the case where everybody knew of the identity of the store in the Makulim that was selling the veil. But this one Lekeach was ignorant, and he was not informed, and he thought that all the 10 stores in Makulin sell Basar Shvut. And he bought, then after he bought meat, this Lekeach bought meat in one of the stores in Makulin, he found out store number 10 sells the veil. But all the other people, so it was a novelty to him, it was a discovery to this customer. But all the others knew that before. So in other words, the Rashba assumed that the Ro had assumed that the Rashba in Teres Abayis had reference to such a case. So what does the Rashba say in Teres Abayis? According to the understanding of the Ro in Berek Abayis, that in such a case, where everybody knows the identity of the store that sells Neveilah in the Makulim, but one customer didn't know, and then that one customer himself found out, and he doesn't know in which store he bought it, that all the meat that he bought, so is muta. But all the meat that he bought is muta. So the boy is masik. I mean, how could the whole make such a mistake? Such a mistake in the case of the Rashba in Teres Abayis. So then, when the Rashba says that from now on he is allowed to sell lechticho sheinu in Mishrabei, wouldn't make sense. I mean, so how could the Rambam make such a mistake in the pshat in the Rashba in Teres Abayis? That I don't know. But this is how the Prichodosh explains the Rambam. In other words, not the explains the Mishmeres Abayis. He doesn't explain the Rambam that way. In other words, the Prichodosh says that the Mishmeres Abayis thought that the Bedek Abayis assumed had assumed that when the Rashba said, in Tiras Abayis, Ufichoch Mishalokach, Boso Koshom in the Makulim, Valtiko Yuli Ischabeit, Vakili Tzadrib Makulim, so all the meat that that customer bought is Muta Bachile. Is Muta Bachile. So he says that he has reference to a case where everybody knows, knew all the time, the identity of the chamus that sells Nevele. But this customer didn't know. And now this customer also found out. But this customer doesn't know whether he bought it. He bought it in store number 10, or he bought it in store number 9, or store number 8. But now the customer knows, only store number 10 sells Nevele. So the Rashba is saying in such a case, all the meat that he bought and he doesn't know in which store is Muta Bachile. So the whole was masik against him. After all, we think of well Nafreya. So the Rashba says Mishneh Rasabayis, I didn't have reference to such a case. In such a case, it wouldn't involve the question of Kavua Mafreya, then it would be Kavua Mamesh, because he's the only person who didn't know. And it's really, that pshat of the Prichodosh is really in line with the Roshan of the Rashba Shmer Sabayis. The Roshan of the Rashba Shmer Sabayis is as follows. Omar HaKeizi, who Halei